Starting from the bottom of the page, we are up to the Chof Dalet Amud Beis in the bottom. Start from the three lines in the bottom. Amud Rabsheshes said, "Harei shehoisa einoy smuya." When we say the Chof Dalet Amud Beis in the bottom, "Harei shehoisa einoy smuya." His eye was already blind. V'chatata, and you gouged it. I took it out. Eved Yitzman Lechelis. He also goes free. My time of why Lechelis didn't blind him. He was blind already. Mishum Mechusar Everu. He's lacking in Everu. He's missing an Everu. No, he's missing an Everu. It's a 24 Everu. If you take out the whole Everu, and how do you know missing an Everu is a Chesaron? We know it from a carbon. Oh, I forgot to give you a carbon. Sorry. Okay, so the bottom of the page. How do you know that an Everu that's missing is also a Psul? We know that from a bird. What do we know? V'talatuna, we look in the Bereis. Tamos v'zachros b'behema. That when we say you need a whole animal, a whole has to be wholesome, has to be male, it only applies to an animal carbon. Then tamos v'zachros b'efer. Now when it comes to bird, yochel, I would have thought. So what about yofshe gapa, if the wing would dried up, or nikter raglo, the head, the decapitated leg, amputated leg, or necht of the ena, or the eye was gouged. Tam, how do you know if it's missing an ava? It's also possible. Tamaloyman mina oif. Not all the birds are kosher, only some of the birds. So we know that missing an ava, even though the guy was already blind, but if he pulled the eye out, it sets him free. What happened? He had an extra finger. He had six fingers. And the bastard cut it off. Well, he cut off a limb. He goes free. As long as it looks like it's part of the hand, when you look to the hand, they all fit in succession. But if it was sticking out like it didn't belong there, then it's not a chesaron if you cut it off. Says the Gemara. Savi de Nazonia, the old people of a city called Nazonia, wherever that is, like also the pirkei Rav Chizkiya, refused to go to Rav Chizkiya's shiurim. Rav Chizkiya got offended. He said, Rav Nuna, zeal, go, tzaninu, tell them they should stay at home. I'm putting them in cheirim. You hear this? The Rishi was giving a daf yemishir, nobody came to hear it. He put them all in cheirim. That's tough going. Ozar Rav Nuna went omeluhu, and he said to them, instead of putting them in cheirim, he actually asked them, give me a reason why. My time of La Asr Rabban Lepirke, why didn't you come? Oh, that's true, okay. My time of La Asr Rabban Lepirke, why didn't you come to Yeshiva? Omrulay, Amai Nesa, why should we come here to Chizah? The Beinim in Emilsa, Velay Pashalom. We asked him a question, he never answered us. So maybe he doesn't deserve our attendance. He's not going to look at him as a Yeshiva. If he doesn't know how to answer us, Ayan Rosh Yeshiva. Amalur Amnuna said, "Me ba'isa minoi me. Did you ever ask me? V'loy pashil chov. Ask me. And if I'm a Talmud and I can answer you, imagine the Rav Chizkiya. Okay, they said fine. Bo minay. We'll ask you a question. Eved shesir soy rabbi bebeyim. What about an eved? Remember, we learned that the mum has to be begoli. Has to be an exposed mum. What about the balabas? Castrated him, one of his testicles, but it's still inside the sack. Is that considered revealed or not? Mao." Kemum shebegalu dummy, is it considered like a revealed mum? Or it's not like a revealed mum? Because it's on the one hand still hanging inside the sack, but it's noticeable that it's out of place. Or not, since because it's still inside the sack. Lahav the yadr, Ramnun didn't know. Omruloi mashim chale said to him, okay, Ramnun, you arrogant guy, you thought you could answer anything. What's your name? Omrulu, my name is Hamnun. Omrulay lav Hamnun elekarnun. You should be a lady girl, a street corner watcher. As Rashi says, from Kronos. But you hear what Taisa says even interesting. Taisa says the word Hamnun, hey, is a ches. Hamnun's name is Hamnun, a hot fish. Nun is a fish. Hamnun, a fish. So they told you, you're not a Hamnun, you're a Karnun, you're a kalta fish. You say, hey, a fish, you're a kalta fish. Not exactly sure what he means by hey, and kalta. How does that have to do with knowledge? Yeah, cold fish, that's an expression. It comes from Raiders Tasis. Yeah, cold fish. So hot fish is supposed to be a compliment.
The cold fish is...
Obviously not a compliment. So this is where a cold fish comes from right here, this Tasis. The Chotheim and Olive and Kedushin on top. Tell you what I might also the Kamechir came to Chizda. And Chizda said, "Nu, what happened? You put them in Chedim?" So he told him the whole conversation. Amalei, so Chizkiya said, "Masnita boy, you know, they ask you a question which is actually a mafurish abraisa. The Tnan, you asked yesterday, what's the 24 Yevorim? I will tell you some of them. Now, we learned in a Mishnah, and it's actually in the Goyim, there it lists Esrim Vabor Rashi Yevorim Shabodim, and we actually have a Rashi yesterday in Chitas, where Rashi says that if you have a tzaras that the Kohen can't see all of it in one go, because like on top, and it straddles both sides, now, then what happens if the finger gets, you know, gets fatter and suddenly now it's squarish and you can see it, then you become tummy. So this is the Mishnah. Esim v'abor roshi v'ori shibadim, the 24 limbs by a person, kulam einam metamin mishum michya, none of them are metami because of tzaraz, because they straddle both sides, you can't really see it. Ve'eluhem, these are they. Roshi etzbois, these are they, the tip of your fingers, yodayim, v'raglayim, your hands and your feet. That's Veroshe's nine, the tip of your ears, Veroshe Chaitim, the tip of your nose, Veroshe Gvia, the tip of your male member. Yeah, but the bottom might not be a mix of an aver or something. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but the remember, it's a lobe, it's not really part of your ear. It's the top. Maybe it means either end, I don't know. The Russia, the dying Shavisha, by a woman, her nipples, even by a man, because my man also sticks out a little bit, so therefore you can't see. Maybe. The Tony, I love it. Kulam, Evid Yetzibem Lechedis. All of these Russia, Evorim, that if you cut them off, you go Begoli. So what? No proof yet. And Rebbe continues, Afasidus, he would add another one, is Sidus, regarding an Evid. Regarding Eved, he adds the Sidus as well. Claudius says Sidus, but Sidus can mean all kinds. Castrating can mean the whole entire member. It could mean the testicles. So what does it mean? Also the tongue. Because the tongue is also considered Mumshi Begolik. When you open your mouth, every time you open your mouth, your tongue is there. And when you speak, sometimes your tongue is visible. So it's considered Mumshi Begolik. We'll soon see whether a tongue is really Mumshi Begolik or not. Amma, you just said, Rebbe Yemet, Afa, Sidus. Sidus, what castrating or what? Elema, Sidus, the gid, the physical, the male member. Hainu Gviya, where he said, it listed in the list there, the male member itself. Elav, Sidus, the bay, must be, well, the testicles. Rebbe, so that's the Rai, Lawa, that's Sidus. The bayim is considered a Mumshi Begolik, and the Eved goes free. And that's an answer to these old people from Nezonya. Rebbe Omer Af Hasidus. Rebbe says also Sidus. Sounds like Sidus is included. Rebbe Loshen Loy, but the tongue is not included. Rebbe argues and says the tongue is not considered an exposed limb. So let me ask you a question. The Ramina we learned Hadi Mishoyim Maziv. Somebody was spraying on a tar. Kayim was spraying on a tamadik person. They have to spray on his sprinkle on his body. But Venitza Hazoapiv. Now we know you have to spray on the visible parts of his body, and it landed on his mouth. And we're going to assume that mouth means tongue. Rebbe, Omer, it's good enough because it's considered exposed. So Rebbe also agrees that tongue is considered an exposed Eved. Why doesn't Rebbe include that in the limbs that if you... Yeah, Mumgali. The Chachamim, I mean, Chachamim say it's not good. My love, L'cheiru, when you say the mouth, Al L'shonya, the tongue. And that's the Machlekes. So we see Rebbe holds the tongue as a Mum Shebegali. So you're going to learn, no, Al Sfasav on the lips. The Rebbe is saying on the lips, it's considered visible. Take more Al Sfasav Pshita. On the lips, pshita. You might have asked why the chamagyu. But on the al-chayit is pshita. Ma, with him, I would have thought that no, the lips is not so simple. Zimnin the cholim sivsei. Sometimes you close your mouth tightly until your lips are touching each other and suddenly you cannot see part of your lips. And the point is, since sometimes it's exposed and sometimes it's not exposed, I would have thought this is not unexposed. Avid is always exposed. Your finger is always exposed. Your tip of your nose is always exposed. I would have thought that your lips sometimes, when you bite your lips or something, that it's not exposed. Maybe it's not because it's an exposed avid. Therefore, Kamashlo, it's not exposed David. Says the Gemara, but Tanya, we learned another braisa, Al Lishoinoi, not just on his mouth. It says clearly, Rebbe holds that if it landed on his tongue, he's clean, he's tired. So we see it is considered an exposed thing. But Oi Tanya learned another braisa, Ushenitl Reiv Haloshen. If most of the tongue was cut off, he goes free. David, clear that a tongue is included. And Rebbe says, Rebbe makes a comment there as well. We don't need most of the tongue, including the part attached to the mouth. It's the tongue that wags, the part of the tongue, that speaking tongue. And if most of that is cut off, the Eved goes free. Klar, Rebbe says that a tongue is considered exposed. So why in the previous braisa does he only say afasidus? Why doesn't he include the tongue? So you must say, right. El Rebbe oimasidus. When he says sidus, doesn't mean to exclude tongue. Tongue is even more exposed than sidus, because remember the testicles are still covered. That's a big chiddush. Ben Azay says... Lushen, the tongue. Seems like Avo Sidus Loi. But not Sidus, right? He's arguing with Rebbe. If Rebbe holds both Lushen and Sidus, and Rabbi Benazi argues and says Lushen, so obviously what's he arguing? He's saying, I don't agree that the Sidus castration is considered Mumshe Begol, that everything go free. He's my Av, so why does he say also Akamaisa? It's not a Hemshech of Rebbe, it's a Hemshech of the first. You said 24, I'm also going to add Sidus. But not that he's not following Rebbe, because Rebbe actually holds Sidus and Tom. So who should have been first? Nikadmid de Benazir Bereshis. At first, it should have been Azir's opinion. Af is a continuation. You say 24 limbs, I'm adding Sidus. And then bring Rebbe, he says, not only Sidus, but also tongue, or whatever. Or, sorry, Rebbe Benazir adds tongue, and Rebbe should have said, also Sidus. So why is Benazir after Rebbe? Tonne shamel de Rebbe v'kover. This is how he learned. He heard the Rebbe's din first, so he mentioned that. V'shamel Benazir, later on, he heard Benazir v'tani. Once it was in a certain particular way, that's how it remains. Even though the circumstances changed, he leaves it that same way.
So after this story with Rav Nuna,
he didn't put them. No, Rav Nuna was told Rav Nuna didn't.
Yeah, okay. So then Rav Chisda learned his lesson that he should answer questions when they ask him.
That's, yeah, we know all that story, which, yeah, good point. And Rav Nuna shouldn't be so arrogant next time that I can answer anything you want. Did you ever ask me, I can answer? Says him, right?
You see, they weren't
stumbled about it.
They asked
the fact that Chizik got offended, obviously they were Chashuva people. They were Chashuva people, what do you care? Omar Ullah says, I had a Rav recently came over to me. Okay. Says him, right? Omar Ullah says, Hakal Maidim. So we spoke about Hazor, and we spoke about the Chedus of an Eved. Hakol Moedim Beloshen, everyone agrees when it comes to Tumah, the Golu who eats a shed, if it touches the tongue, it becomes Tameh. Because we know that if a Maga based astodim, an internal part of your body becomes Tameh, there's no Tumah. It has to be an exposed part of your body. Because it says, Kolash Yiga Boy Hazov. Yiga is something exposed. So we're saying here that anything that's revealed, and we're saying a tongue is considered revealed when it comes to Tumah. My time actually yiga by Yom Rachmana. Anything he touches, this is considered enough of exposure that you can come and touch it. Because you stick your tongue out and sometimes you touch it. That's enough. But when it comes to tevil, is considered ketamu dami. We know that the water has to surround your entire body. It doesn't have to go into your mouth, onto your tongue. So when it comes to tumah, if a shed touches your tongue, you become tummy. If you go to mikveh, you can close your mouth. You don't have to have the water going into your tongue. My timer, because v'rochas besoroi b'mayim, your exposed flesh. Outside, avkom evroi. Also, that's an outside. You don't need inside. Tadashi makes an interesting comment, and I remember if a bringing the most asked the question, I can't remember what he answered. We always say that light, a little candle can turn the entire room, pushes away a lot of choshech, right? So light is positive, and choshech is a neutral, negative and neutral, so therefore it can't. How come when it comes to tumah, it's the other way around? You touch one part of your body, your entire body becomes tummy. If you go to a mikveh with one part of your body, nothing happens. You need your entire body, and if one hair is sticking out, you still remain tummy. What happened to this idea that Tara or Oid is so much more powerful than Choshech, and yet when it comes to Tumah, just the opposite? Remember they asked the question, and then we walked away thinking, wow, what a brilliant question, and I couldn't remember the answer. Anyway. The Tavayu, Baha'i Krok, they're both arguing on this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, the Hizo HaToid Al HaTomeh, it says you should spray the Toid on tummy. It says in the Pasuk that the Toid Gekoyin sprays it on the tummy, and then v'chita b'yem hashvi'i, the seventh day he cleans him again. Sorry?
You've got certain circumstances in the tumor. You close the doors, for instance, so the tumor shouldn't move out of the window, right? But on the other hand, what happens if you've got a covering but it's mamish less than a tefach? The tumor does go up, even though there's a physical obstruction.
Flies, no, the reason why there's no obstruction, it's less than a tefach, it's not a roof.
Yeah, but I'm saying physically, there is. With light, if there's a physical obstruction, the light can't move.
Yeah,
because sometimes you have good things, but they are mugul, and tumor on the other hand is not mugul.
Fair enough.
Maybe it's because oil is only hotter, it's not etzel.
Yeah, but oil pushes away harbe choshech. Madoch oil, which is only
itself is an actual
and tahara is what? Same thing. He's our toy la tame, but yemashlishi, the toy shemidich spray on the tame on the third day, uva yemashvi, and on the seventh day. And then it says, vechitoi, and you cleanse him, rabbonin, so rabbon ho, sorry, rebbe holds. He's a hatoy that tomei by yemashlishi, uva yemashvi vechetoi. Rebbe holds that you compare. Rebbe compares it to tuma, because it says that you should be maza and vechetoi. So you should be maza and chetoi. So in other words, if you clean a mokum, the tongue becomes tummy. So therefore, if you mazer, you know, he compares hazor to tumah. Just like tumah, we just said a minute ago, if your tongue touches the sheretz, you become tummy. So too, if you sprinkle the from the eifer, a potter, if you sprinkle on the tongue, you become tummy. Because he compares hazor to tumah. The Rabbanon compare hazor to tar in the mikveh. Just like the mikveh tongue does not need tar, hazor on the tongue does not do it. But Rebbe saw he's a Torah Tomei v'chetor. You compare it the hazor to v'chetor to water cleansing to Rabbanon saw v'chetor b'mishvi v'chibiz begadle v'rochel mayim. You compare it to v'chibiz to tar, and over there tongue doesn't work over here also. But Rabbanon nami nedam yelatume. Why Rabbanon have a choice to medame to tume? That is sprinkling on a tongue should be good enough, just like tummy, or to say to medame to tar that a tongue is not good. Why did they decide to compare it to tar? Tara mitara havila melev. They compare mikveh to hazor. It's like mikveh. What's hazor? Hazor does the same thing as mikveh. Mikveh, you immerse your entire body. Hazor is a sprinkling of a chata. So when you want to compare, you're going to compare hazor to the laws of tumah. You compare hazor to the laws of tara through a mikveh. There's two ways of being mitayin. So the Rabbanan say you're comparing hazor to mikveh. Mikveh, tongue you don't need. It doesn't do anything. So therefore, hazor on a tongue doesn't do anything. You have to sprinkle on another exposed part of the body. Verebi. Nedam yila tefillah. Why doesn't Rebbe compare it to tefillah? The chib is begodav hivsiginyan. He says, Pashak says a kasuv. Because the pasuk says the words the chib is begodav before he gets to the words verachas b'mayim v'toyah, which is a mikveh. I mean, to tell you, it's end of story. Don't bring mikveh in yet. V'savar Rebbe, Freddy Gemara, Rebbe holds l'inyan tefillah. So Rebbe holds regarding mikveh ketamadami. The tongue is considered what? Not exposed? It's hidden. Nu v'amarovin amravadam ayitchak maise b'shivcha shal beis Rebbe. There's a story with a maid in Rebbe's house. She told went to the mikveh, v'osa, and then came out. V'nimtze etzem eishenel. She had something caught between her teeth, a bone. V'hitzricha Rebbe tefillah acheres. You just said that you don't have to rinse inside your mouth because it's hidden. Here was in the teeth, which is mamish hidden, and there's a bone stuck. They say, oh, chatzitza, you got to do it again. How's that work? Says the Gemara, the famous rule. Nihide bias maim lebin. You don't need water to enter your mouth. Aba mokam arou lovi b'maim bin. It has to be able to come in. What do you mean? You shouldn't be any chatzitza. The famous rule of Rab Zeder, which you bring countless times. Rab Zeder says, the Amr Rab Zeder says, kol arou, when it comes to kar mincha, you don't have to stir it, but you're not allowed to use a pot that's more than 60 Israelim, because you have to be able to stir it. You don't have to, but you have to be able to. Kol arou lebila, if you're able to stir it, ain't bila makev, but whether you stir it or not, doesn't matter. Or b'she'enu roll the bila, if it's not suitable to stir, then bila makev, but then it's possible. Yeah. Goes back to the original question. So what's it in by the testicles? Is it considered mum shebegoli or mum b'seisa? So chizda brought a braisa. Is that the final halacha? Says the Gemara actually tonight. It's a machlekes tonight. No, you didn't. We have to remove the bone.
Has to be able to be.
Had you removed the bone, the water would be able to enter. That's all.
The water would be in your mouth. It should be able to get to all the teeth.
That's exactly right. Tanya, we learned. So now we learned. I'm a base. Top of the page, very first word. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, right there. In fact, it's a machlekes tanoi regarding testicles, which has a pasuk. Umauch and crushed vikasas and further crushed not because cut vikasas totally cut. Four different ways of epsulim, kulam bebeim. These are all descriptions of about beim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry. Bebeim v'loy begid. So as the Gemara was only by beim and not by the gid. By Gid, also these are definitely possible. Mad of the possible by Bain, which is sort of concealed. Surely by the Gid, there, if it's cut off or partially cut or crushed, surely it should be possible. Talking about Elokulon af the Bain, not only by a Gid, but even the Bain, which you might argue is concealed, it's not concealed. It's a mumbegali. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says Kalila what that Bebeim is considered a mum shebegali. However, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, Elokulon begid. They're all applying to the Gid, not to the Bain. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, it depends. Maor the kosher, the psul of maor kosher, which is crushed, av the beim, even beim, it's visible from the outside. Nosuk of the kodos, if it's partially cut off the, from its source, or it's completely cut off, in, but still inside the sack, it's not really that noticeable. So therefore, it's a mum shebeseisa. So we see some machleket anoyim. It depends. Which Rablezim Yaakov is only by the gid, but when it comes to a beim, therefore an ever would not go free. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the ever go free. According to Rabbi Yosi, it depends what exactly happened. Now we're finishing the whole subject. We had enough of Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah. We talked about how to be kind of a woman, how to be kind of an ever, even an ever kanani. Now we go to behemoth. There are two kinds of behemoths. There's behemoth gasa, behemoth daka, a large animal and a small animal. Behemoth gasa, large animal, nicknames, how do you acquire it? Bemesida. Now, what does mesida mean? So Rashi says here, let's have a few Rashi. Rashi, nicknames, mesida. Ba'alea moisim oisa leker ba'afsa. You pass on the reins, from transfer the reins from hand to hand, or beside, or the hair, kitatanya lil, ketsim, mesida. Ava meshicha le mekanya. When it comes to a large animal like a horse, you can't just do meshicha schlepping it. Ain't darka bekach lechichvan. If you don't have a horse walking in front of you, so therefore it's you're passing the reins. Tesis argues with Rashi. He holds they don't have to pass the reins from hand to hand because if you remember the Gemara before we learned if you hold on the hooves, that's already called mesida. Mesida is if I grab a hold of it, I don't need you to physically pass it on to me. But according to the Mishulim, at least you have to, the owner has to say take it. That's enough. Okay, so large animals is mesida. What about daka, small animals? So the first opinion of the mission is hagbah. You lift it. You pick up your dog, your cat, your goat, your sheep. You lift it.
So what happens if it's a young behemagasa, some which you could lift it?
It's not a behemagasa.
It's still a behemagasa.
It's not a behemagasa.
It's a kelbala.
Yeah.
Really?
Look at Rashi. Hagbah v'loy meshicha. The only way you do it, we're still about hagbah is the only way you do it, hagbah and not by meshicha. That's Uzar Meir and Abelezer. However, Chacham Maimrim Behemodaka Niktas B'Meshicha. You say Hagbar, we say Meshicha by schlepping it. Says the Gemara. So our Mishnah clearly says, according to the Meir, Behemagasa is through Mesira, and the whole Machlekes in the Mishnah is only regarding Daka. The Meir says a Daka, small one, you lift, and the Chacham say Meshicha. Says the Gemara, Dorish Rav Dashin be Kimchanya, some city called Kimchanya, that Behemagasa Niktas Meshicha. Our Mishnah says Behemagasa B'Mesira, Rav says Meshicha. Ashkechinu Shmuel heard about it, and he once met the Talmid of the Rav. Amalu mi Amar Rav, is it true when I heard the name of Rav that he said Behem Agasa Nigel Meshicha? But now the Mesida Tanan and the Feshin Mishnah is the only way to do Mesida, transferring the reins. But Rav Naman, and in fact, I know of a story where Rav himself Mesida Amar. Hada Be Mahi? Did he change his mind? Rashi. Or Anan Tanan be Mesida, but Rav Naman Mesida Amar. Hayo Rogel Leimer Rav can't he say it? Hodabe beat me, he's asking. Ad hocha Shmuel Kamal. Right now, till here, Shmuel's talking. So the Talmidim answered Shmuel, and these same Talmidim later became Shmuel's Talmidim. Hu da amaki haitana. Rav actually does not paskin like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds Mesida. Rav changes mind because there's another Braisa. Where there, it says something else. What does it say there? The Tanya vechachomimim, the Braisa, they learned the Chachomim say, zuvazu, large beim as well as small niks of Mashiach. Not only a small beim, but a large beim. How? Through Meshicha, so Rashi Zubazu Hadaka Ve'agasa. The Chihaitana is related. But Rav the Paskin like that Tana. Why would he Paskin like a Tana in the Braisa versus our Mishnah? No. Rav Shimon says Gemara Zubazu Bahagbo. Rav Shimon says that everything Hagbo. Now the Gemara is going to wonder how in the world do you pick up an elephant? How do you pick up an elephant? How do you pick up a horse? What do you mean by Hagbo? By Behemagasa, a cow. Pick up an ox. How do you do that? Maska of Rabbi Yosef, Ella may have to peel an elephant that Rabbi Shimon, by me, you can, how do you lift it? The only way you can do it is Hagbar. How do you lift it? Rashi Zug, Hagbar, Velebi Mesida, Velebi Shir. Rashi learned that every person who nominated a particular Kenyan holder, that's the only Kenyan. That's the normal method, no other Kenyan. I forget with other ones. So if Rabbi Shimon is Hagbar, only Hagbar. Rabbanu Meshicha, only Meshicha. Taste has a little different shot. But my Yikin, she has to like be, how can you lift it? Gemara gives a number of answers. Omalea, bye bye. He said, Chalipin. Okay, in this one you don't lift at all. You can make a chalip like everything else. Chalip works. Exchange of the handkerchief or the gartel, so and so. Inami or besoicher is mekaymer. Wherever the horse is standing, you say to the owner of the horse says to the guy, you know, the area right underneath the horse, I'm lending it to you or I'm renting it to you. So now you're kind of kinyan chatzin. So that's how you're kind of. Reb Zaydah, Reb Zaydah is the third answer. Mevi arba kalim. You bring four pots. And you get the animal to stand on top of the four pots, and the pots belong to you, so you're kind of through cuts of bringing your pots. Now this is known as This is not hagbah. Hagbah, you're kind of b'chol makom. This is chatzin, my kelim. So we goes back to a gemara we had many times, which is if you're koine with a kelim of the. We had this in Gittin regarding the woman's kelim basket. Remember the woman's basket sitting in the husband's house. We want to bring it out. Shmami no, that you're koine with a kelim shall keiach bebayis shall meichik, because the big machlek is later on. So the gemara would say here as well. So I bring my pots into your house and I put the animal in the pots and I'm koine because kinyan chatzin. Doesn't that prove that my kelim in your house function? So why doesn't the Gemara use this as a lie in that argument? Says the Gemara, Shamat Minei. We'll see in a minute. We'll answer a second. We'll answer along the lines you're saying. Shamat, I'm bringing a lie. Kalev shall the keach, but a shuz meicher. Kana the keach. Bring a lie from Minei Shmikaina. And some achlekes later on. Rashi, maybe I bought Kalev, the Kana the Kalev. We're not talking about Hagboy, we're talking about the Kalev Makaina. Shmamat a plukki bebasa. And for the Gemara, who said it was in the owner's house, like you're saying? Hoch my skin and besimta. Maybe it was in the side street. You know, Shasarabi, you couldn't be kind of with your Kalev Kinya Chatzin, but in the side street you could. Rashi, besimta zovius. It's a corner. He ate till the Shasarabi, alongside the Shasarabi. Or but there ain't a later Shasarabi, you're sort of in between. Inami, and the last answer Gemara is Chavile Zmuris. What does that mean? How do you coin an elephant? Yes. No, sorry, not kainu. How are you kainu?
Because he's on your kainu.
Perhaps. And what's a kinyan? What's a kinyan?
So what's in the symptom? Then why is the symptom kinyan?
Symptoms are you can be kainu. You kainu can be kainu in the symptoms. It's not my chalekis. Chalekis, you can be kainu in the rishus of the yen of the shus. Because his chatzit. Can my kainu override his chatzit? Shus that means nobody's a shus. Symptom, we could. Arba Amis, we have a machlekes. We'll have a babetzir of your alf. Machlekes is the gemara, the papa and the chacham. Whether Arba Amis shalom koyin al chomakim in the simta, you definitely koyin. Whether it works in shusar abim, whether b'chal works in shusar abim. Now loch is it? How are you going to koyin? What kinyan? You can do hagbah. There's no mishicha. So what? How are you going to koyin hagbah? How are you going to lift an elephant? Now what do you do? Bundle of sticks. Big machlek Rashi taste. Very interesting machlek. Rashi, listen to Rashi. Inami mishkachas lagbayis. But how do you find you're lifting an elephant? Bechabile is a bundle of twigs. Hagvoyim mina other shloisha tvachin. And there's a fundamental machlek Rashi taste in the Shas. How high you have to lift something for hagbah? 3 tvachim and 1 tefach. That's why our meaning is by Kiddush, we live 3 tvachim. So we be it's a shit Rashi. That's considered taking out of the Rishus. And the svar of Rashi is very simple. We have lovud. Lovud is within 3 tvachim of something. It's still part of that something. So it's not considered lifting until you go outside the Rishus. Taste those that Hagbah is even 1 tefach. We had in Ksuvah of Lamed Aleph, and he said over here and everywhere in Shas. So according to Rashi, you have to lift. So you put bundle of sticks 3 tvachim high. And you pull the animal or you push the elephant to walk on top of the twig. The hagbar, shloishet vachim hagbayi. The nafkalei meter is loved. Here Rashi gives a reason why, because it took out of teres loved. Usually Rashi says tzit vachim. Here he actually gives a reason why. So taste the high and find it high. You know twigs? Do you think twigs can hold up an elephant? You'll crush it. You know how many twigs you need to keep? Kaylee, maybe it's, I don't know, something strong. Yeah, but twigs. Taste learns, very interesting. Taste learns that Rabbeinu Meshulam says, no. You know why? I told the last part of Taisus. Five lines in the narrow lines. Umifadosh Rab Meshulam. The lahachin noket chavili zemudus. You know why I'm talking about a bundle of twigs? Lefishehei Michael Pil. Elephants seem to be eating twigs. Kiramin and Perim Afanin. Metalkin chavili zemudus b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Lefishehei Michael Pil. That's food for peel for an elephant. This is what you do. You lift the twigs high up. You stand on a tree or something, you lift it up. But who kaifits? You ever see an elephant jump?
Sure.
He jumps. No, of course, that takes only one tefach. Yeah. He lifts all of his legs. I've never seen an elephant jump all four legs, but I guess he jumps. Maybe. That's right. Actually, in a circus, you're right. You always see that they put a stick in the elephant, jumps over the stick.
Four,
no? No, we want him 4 feet here. 2 legs don't help.
I know, but generally.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah,
he's trying, but he's not trying to lift all 4 legs off the ground.
Yeah, I guess they did. For food, they'll do anything.
The elephant of toast was
good. But Eichlin. And he would eat it. Now, but I didn't lift the elephant. I just put the food there and it jumped. It says, Taisus, don't ask me. Is that called lifting? I didn't lift it, the animal jumped. The Chaygavna Ashkem Peder Shluach Hakain. We'll find this in Chulin and Chulin. Ki Heicha Delikbinu Velikninu. That you said they're talking about animals as well. If you cause it to jump up, it's considered as if I picked it up. Yeah, it's Mashiach. That's not Hagbah. That's moving. And they have.